Selecting and Modeling Remnant AGNs with Limited Spectral Coverage, by B. Keechi et al. Quantifying the energetics and lifetimes of remnant radio-loud active galactic nuclei AGNs is much more challenging than for active sources due to the added complexity of accurately determining the time since the central black hole switched off. Independent spectral modeling of remnant lobes enables the derivation of the remnant ratio, REM, i.e. backquote-off time, source age, thus reducing this complexity back to that of active sources. However, the requirement of high frequency is greater than or equal to 5 GHz. Coverage makes the application of this technique over large area radio surveys difficult. In this work, we propose a new method, which relies on the observed brightness of backflow of Fanaroff-Riley type 2 lobes, combined with the radio AGN in semi-analytic environments, RAYS, code, to measure the duration of the remnant phase. Sensitive radio observations of the remnant radio galaxy J225334 are obtained to provide a robust comparison of this technique with the canonical spectral analysis and modeling methods. We find that the remnant lifetimes modeled by each method are consistent. Spectral modeling yields REM equals 0.23 plus or minus 0.02, compared to REM equals 0.26 plus or minus 0.02 from our new method. We examine the viability of applying our proposed technique to low-frequency radio surveys using mock radio source populations, and examine whether the technique is sensitive to any intrinsic properties of radio AGNs. Our results show that the technique can be used to robustly classify active and remnant populations, with the most confident predictions for the remnant ratio, and thus off time, in the longest-lived radio sources, greater than 50 Mia, and those at higher redshifts, Z greater than 0.1. This was Selecting and Modeling Remnant AGNs with Limited Spectral Coverage, by B. Keechi et al.